We watched the first game, and it became so pixelated and blacked out. The ball would stop halfway between the pitcher and the catcher.
You could kind of watch it until there was action. And if there was action, it would just, you know, you would lose the video on it. And you would find out what happened with the play once it was on a still.
The second game, it says, no need to call us. Service will be restored as soon as technical difficulties are resolved. Please check this channel periodically for status. And they're sorry for the interruption. But we did call them.
What happened when you called them?
Well, we got past the menu to a real person who I suspect was a used car salesman on his day off answering the phone for DirecTV. And he blamed it on the Juno station not getting us a signal.
I called DirecTV and must have gotten the same salesman because when he found out that I don't have a TV, he spent his time trying to sell me a DirecTV package rather than answering my questions. When I called the Fox TV affiliate, Coastal TV in Anchorage, they run KJUD in Juneau, which carries the World Series, and asked them if the trouble was originating with them, both the receptionist and the engineer at the control room said they had no problem. The signal was fine. But none of this helped Ron and Howard. They still had no World Series. So what to do? Well, first they called the Pioneer Bar to see if they had a signal. The P-Bar said no, so Howard
tried a friend who had cable to see if he'd been getting the World Series. He said yes. Yeah, it was coming in on cable just fine, but he was out fishing. So we kind of pushed the limits of friendship and invited us over. He says, go ahead, you can go in. And so we did that. I think the friendship will survive. I don't think we left too many chips on the floor.
Very much under control.
Five of us were sitting there watching it when his wife walked in.
I checked with some of the bars that rely on DirecTV for their sports coverage. Chris Heim at the Pioneer Bar in Sitka said that on Thursday and Friday,
on Channel 10 on the local channel, we were having problems that weren't even getting the game at all. And then we realized it was on Channel 399.
Channel 399 is what's called in the industry a direct network signal. It's a feed of the Fox TV affiliate in Los Angeles. It's available only to residents living in zip codes outside the signal area of a local Fox affiliate. The situation in Sitka is complex, according to a DirecTV spokesperson who wished to remain off the record. There's no Fox TV affiliate broadcasting in Sitka or Juneau. KJUD-TV in Juneau is an ABC affiliate with the right to broadcast some Fox special programs, like the World Series. So the channel may be protected in Sitka, or may not. According to the Bayview Pub, which, like the P-Bar, can receive Channel 399, it took a long negotiation process for them to get access to the channel. However, when I went back to Ron Rao's house and checked Channel 399, it was there. So if you have DirecTV, you might want to check Channel 399 before the next World Series game. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClure.
Do these guys like fastballs, Tom Verducci? Especially like...